Nearly everyone knows the basics of operating a computer, and using a touchscreen could not be easier. Yet very few people know how the central processing units inside a computer work, the processes involved in turning raw materials into these functional units, or how these processors can work just on the movements of your fingers. In 2009, Intel published a page on its website showing how sand is turned into a CPU. This walkthrough, using pictures, videos, and text, illustrates that there are actually many highly technical and complex steps in the production process, from purification and melting of the sand into silicon ingots, through the treatment and etching of thinly sliced segments, to the placement of conducting copper ions on the surface before the final chip is ready for testing. The creation of these computer chips in the 1970s was truly a revolutionary technology. The technology behind touchscreens is also generally taken for granted these days. To understand how these work, first, one should be aware of how a basic keyboard works. Two electrically conducting sheets are separated by a non-conducting membrane, the latter of which has holes in it, one for every key. As a key strikes down, it pushes the top conducting sheet through the hole, completing the circuit at a particular point and thus telling the computer what to do. The first touchscreens use the exact same process, only with invisible sheets placed over the screen. Touchscreens have moved on, however, and many now operate not by having the user complete the circuit, but by disrupting it. The screen is now a permanently operating circuit, either an electric field, grid of infrared beams, or even bouncing sound waves. And as an object, such as a finger, is placed in the circuit, the processor knows where the disruption is taking place and responds accordingly. Swapping to this new model allows the screen to be manipulated in multiple areas at the same time, greatly increasing the interactive potential.